is the Tiltcast episode 692. Get it together, Xbox.
And this week, guys, we talk about some Hi-Fi Rush and the Slay the Spire franchise, along with some disappointing Xbox news. Stay tuned.
And we're back.
Woo!
It's the Tiltcast. We're an M-rated show. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And with the three of us, you'll get about, I don't know, today about 15 minutes of bullshit.
Bullshit.
Some games, some news. Here we're back. been a busy year. Sorry about the inconsistency, guys. Been all over the place.
We're working on it.
We're all back in studio. Last week was just me and Jason. Now we got me, Jason, and Rusty. Last week. I was in Denver. I was in Denver last weekend. What have you guys been up to?
Golly. Man, I've been all over the place. But basically more of more being a hobbit, I suppose. I've been doing a lot of stuff outdoors. I have not really touched gaming that much in the last couple weeks, just because, I mean, I've been looking forward to summer and getting the hell out of the house and, you know, enjoying the green. And it hasn't been stupid. It hasn't been, like, stupid hot around here, at least. So, actually, it's been kind of cool, which is nice in a way, but not nice. I think it's fine because I can still wear, you know, a hoodie. Like, today it's 80 degrees. I was still wearing a hoodie. I'm not normal. I spend time outdoors. Like, I have turned into a hell of a gardener, I guess. I haven't killed anything yet. But because it's been kind of cool at night, and hasn't really gotten above 70 degrees for a lot of the days in the last 2 weeks, not a lot has changed in the garden. It's just kind of like putzing along. It hasn't really exploded into life like I want it to or need it to, really. Because I should be taking my first cucumbers off the vine.
Yeah, and right now, do you got, like, sprouts?
And, yeah, they're maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches tall. They need to be 4 times that and popping out some cucumbers. But I'm not seeing that. The peppers, I mean, obviously because peppers are hot, you know, hot weather plant, that's, they're not even going to put out flowers until, you know, until it gets over 70 degrees, you know, consistently. So it's just been, you know, the only thing that's really growing is my potatoes. Potatoes.
Potatoes. It's 87 degrees out here right now.
87?
Yeah, it's only 87. Feels like 95.
But I'd start to say it feels a lot hotter.
Yeah, it's just been it's just been kind of a weird spring for, you know, but if this means that we get a longer summer and a longer fall, I'm okay with that because, man, I just did not like winter at all last winter. It sucked. It sucked hard. That said, though, I do have games that I am picking up. Like, I haven't stopped buying games, and I haven't stopped watching for games. It's just I haven't really sat down to play game. So there's a couple things that I've downloaded. Just haven't really gotten to, you know, to touch yet. So I have downloaded the PC versions of Final Fantasy VII Remake and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. And I'm putting myself to the goal of actually playing those games on PC. Because I've tried to play it on PlayStation, and for some reason I kept bouncing off of Remake, like, really early on. But I didn't play it with Integrate, and I guess there was some changes to the combat system that makes it a little bit easier to understand. And that's where I'm going to go into it. I think I'm more comfortable at the PC anyway. Granted, it's the same damn controller, and it's really doing the same damn thing. But I don't use the TV. I spend most of my time right here, so I'm more comfortable here. I'm gonna put that in there. I've downloaded The First Descendant, which is kind of like a Warframe-like game. And that's just because of what happened with Destiny 2, it pissed me off. And I'm kind of upset. Even though I don't play Destiny 2 anymore, I'm kind of upset that, that the whole idea of, yeah, we're done. And that's that. It just kind of sucks because that it seems like there was so much more that they could have done with the Destiny universe if they just iterated. So, I downloaded that. I'm probably not going to get super deep into it, but I guess it's got jiggle physics and whatnot. So, there's other reasons to watch the eye candy. And then a couple other things that I downloaded. I've always been into rhythm games, and I like playing a couple decent rhythm games. Like, I played the crap out of Beat Saber, right? There's two games that I wanted to play. Hi-Fi Rush, which is kind of an action game that is also a rhythm game.
You were just talking about that last night.
Yeah, Hi-Fi Rush.
Because that studio closed.
Yeah, and that sucks. But I'm going to play the fuck out of this game because it looks fantastic. And then Dead as Disco, which is kind of like if Sifu had to beat, had you fighting it to a beat, I think it's kind of like that. It's really not super hard because you can button mash through the fights and you just get bad scores. But if you time your attacks with the beat, and do separate, like, filler attacks that you can do between enemies, it's, you can get better scores. So it's kind of like a score attack game. But, I got kind of hooked onto it by way of a YouTube short of somebody playing it to, Michael Jackson's Thriller. I saw that and I'm like, well, that's kind of neat. And then it just kind of moved on from there. But yeah, I mean, those are some of the games that's kind of on deck at the moment. And there will be eventually a return to Final Fantasy XIV, because the new expansion for that has been announced and is coming soonish. It'll probably be yearly. Summer, I wanted to say. Late summer, early fall, something like that. Expansion release date. Oh, no. Evercold is actually in January. So that's perfect, actually. So that gives me a little bit of time to kind of catch up. Normally, summertime turns into an MMO fest for me because or used to, because I never liked going outside when I was a big boy. Now it's going to be the winter time. I don't want to even look at anything that it resembles a snowflake. I'm going to play Final Fantasy. So that's kind of the plan right now. I'm going to enjoy the shit out of summer. I have not yet gone swimming, but by golly, it hasn't been warm enough. The water is not warm enough around here to go swimming. But man, I kind of want to go swimming. It's a different feeling, man. A whole different feeling. Jason, what you been up to, man?
Man, I've just been suck at work all week. Long story short, bunch of different corporate meetings happened last week. So, I put in like 20 hours worth of additional work.
Damn.
Basically working from home every night after I got home. So just a really long week. Now that said, I have been trying to successfully mod New Vegas.
How's that going?
On my way, on my on my ally.
Oh, on the ally? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
But I own the Ultimate Edition of New Vegas via GOG, not via Steam. So I had some interesting issues trying to get the Steam to run properly via, or the game to run via Steam properly via the Heroic launcher. Mm. Since I'm running Bazite with Steam OS on my ally. So I'm virtually in the same spot you are, Justin. So I figure out all the kinks. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same spot. Me and my girlfriend have been, we did a little bit of light Skyrim modding. I'm about to mod New Vegas, but life gets in the way. Trying to figure out life first to get that done, to get enough time to mod it. But in the meantime, I did, obviously still playing Slay the Spire. We actually went to a metal festival last weekend, so we, played a lot of that on the plane. Went to Denver from Tulsa. That's where we're located. Some of us are, anyway. And, had a lot of fun with that. Steam Deck did pretty great on the plane, honestly. And then I downloaded Slay the Spire 1 just to give it a try. Man, I feel like it takes a lot longer to get good at that game than it did Slay the Spire 2, to be honest. I cannot get a single win on the Silent right now.
On the Silent? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think it does take a little bit of time because you have to unlock a lot of the blades for
Yeah, like, I don't have enough block and I don't have enough damage. Like, I feel like I'm just, like, picking at stuff.
Well, for her, she kind of throws toothpicks at first. But as you get along, you can actually do different shiv builds, which basically just give you almost infinite shivs. And oh my god, the shiv builds just scale crazy. So at a point, you didn't even care about work. Right, you just like.
Right before this, I was actually trying that out. I tried an Envenom shiv build with a +2 poison. Plus, I got the Snako's artifact, which gives you another +1 poison per hit. So I was doing that plus Catalyst, and my issue was towards the end was I was building up damage, but I never got good block cards. So I just would have just eaten shit. I still can't get past the first boss with that character, which kind of sucks.
I think poison is actually a trap. You want to add poison later, but what I ended up doing with Slay the Spire 1, because I haven't really played a whole lot of 2, or any 2, really. You start getting the cards that multiply your shivs. So whenever you get a shiv, you end up getting like 4.
Right.
And then, you can up the damage of your shivs so that each one of your shivs does like another damage. And I think there was one that like basically can get like your shivs to be like 4 damage a piece, and every time you got a shiv, you got like 8 shivs. So it's just like freaking chain gunning fucking toothpicks at enemies. And it can get pretty stupid when you do the multipliers with her. But I never really got into the poison versions of damage for her because I felt like the poisons were too slow. And that runs into the same issue that you ran into, is you have to have some kind of defense for it. And she's just not a good defender.
No, she's not. And in the first game, the OPest build you can do is shift plus poison. You want all of your skills to be to add shivs and add poison to your enemies. Or poison your enemies when you're hit, etc. And then it's just basically all about just defending for no more than 4 or 5 rounds and having used defend cards for no more than 4 or 5 rounds and then basically just all out slaughter.
Yeah, I'm literally going to try that one more run before I get back to doing stuff right after this. Because again, that game is one more run, right?
Of course. It is definitely. It's gotten me a few times with that one more run.
Well, do you want to take a quick minute and then go to break and then come back and do news?
I mean, we can, yeah, sure.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. And we're back.
Woohoo! All right.
There's a lot going on in the news space, despite the fact that there's not a lot going on in the Rusty Jason Justin gaming space. Did you know that the Steam controller page now gives players a time frame as to when they can expect their orders via email?
I saw this.
This is crazy. Yeah, the reservations right now are September 2026, December 2026, or sometime in 2027.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So if you haven't reserved one, it's next year.
It's kind of crazy to think, though, because the old Steam controller was like...
Yeah, I have one.
I mean, I owned one. I'll say it. I owned one. I used it for a few things.
Like, it was experimental. It didn't work for everything. But what it did work for, it worked great.
So the reason why it worked for me, and it was kind of, it was a niche controller for me because it was the dual trackpads that did it for me. I could not use it for, your standard game because I needed the tactile cross pads, for those to work. But any of the games that were traditionally specifically like keyboard and mouse style games. Like think like your Civs and stuff like that, where you're moving a cursor around, clicking on, the background and then doing a thing. That works well with trackpads. And that worked well with that version of the Steam controller. But how often was I playing those games with a controller when I had a keyboard and mouse available to me, So it was just such a niche little thing. It was important to me because my brother bought it for me, and he didn't really know what he was buying, but, my brother brought it. So I kept it because reasons. But this new controller looks fantastic. I want to get one in my hands, but I'm not chomping at the bit at it. I want the VR headset. That's what I want.
Yes!
Out of all of the stuff that Steam is, that Valve has actually, put out, for new hardware, I want the VR headset because that thing looks sick. And I know that VR is practically a dead medium at this point, but it's still cool as fuck. And maybe, just maybe, there'll be a game or two that comes out here in the next X amount of years that actually uses it. I don't want to give up on it because, if there's another Beat Saber, somewhere out there, or even just more Beat Saber, because, God, can you imagine? I was playing Beat Saber when I was 400 pounds. Swinging my fucking lanky-ass arms around right now, I'd be able to do backflips and do Superman shit. I don't know. I don't know what I don't know what I'm capable of. So, yeah, I want to get my hands on.
You never know till you try.
Yeah, exactly. Some good stuff. I don't know if I'm gonna, I won't get a, the Steam boxes or whatever, the computers. I don't need that. Got a computer here, but I can understand why those would be advantageous to people who do not currently have computers that they game on, because buying computers these days sucks. I'll tell you that.
Agreed.
Man. I don't know. I saw some stuff that, it's just over the last couple of days, it's just been nutty. Like, so there's some news coming down the pipe from Xbox. just blows my mind, really. But in a way, kind of called it a while ago. So the news now is Microsoft is looking at closing down a few studios, and some studios that are well known, in fact, and that's kind of sucks. So the ones that are currently on the chopping block, Ninja Theory, which
that one sucks.
Yeah, Senua's Sacrifice, basically Hellblade. Ninja Theory just put out an announcement trailer for the next Senua game not long ago, like a few days before this was actually announced. And then Microsoft comes back and basically says Ninja Theory is on the chopping block. Now they haven't really been closed, not yet. They're on the chopping block. Compulsion Games is another one. And Double Fine is another one. So Double Fine, I know.
What is Double Fine released?
Psychonauts.
Okay, how many decades ago was that?
Psychonauts 2 was actually relatively recent.
Okay.
And then Compulsion Games did South of Midnight.
Okay.
Which is actually a relatively recent release.
Let's see. I'm looking up Double Fine right now to see what they've released that's actually done anything. I know there was like a whole lot of like love for Double Fine. Okay, so they got Psychonauts, was their 2005 breakout release. Epic Saga Extreme Fighter, My Game About the Me, Olympic Challenge, Tasha's Game, Hostmaster and the Conquest of Humor, Let Me Know When You've Actually Heard of Something, Brutal Legend, 2009, Costume Quest, okay, that was all right, yeah. Stacking, okay, Iron Brigade, okay, Psychonauts Vault Viewer, Sesame Street, Once Upon a Monster, Double Fine Happy Action Theater, Middle Manager Justice, Amnesia Fortnite 2012, Connect Party, The Cave, Hostmaster Do Quest for Identity, Drop Chord, Autonomous, The Playroom, Let Me Know When You've Heard of Something, Broken Age.
I've heard of a couple. Okay, I've got a couple.
How many of these are actually like bangers, though?
So, Brutal Legend, played that.
Yeah. That was 16 years ago.
That was 16 years ago. Grim Fandango Remastered, Day of the Tentacle.
That was cool. So that was a remaster from a game from a million years ago. What I'm getting at
is Iron Brigade, another game that was like 360 era.
They haven't
Master Chalice, but I haven't really played anything of it.
It wasn't good.
Killen was their most recent.
I don't even remember what that was.
So Killen is basically kind of like a Fall Guys, but you created. Your character was a piece of pottery that you create.
Right. My point is, though, is Double Fine hasn't really exactly been releasing bangers. They've got like three good games under their belt in almost 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sitting here defending them. I'm just saying that they have had some games that are known.
I know, and I feel like all of us grew up listening to different gaming podcasts, like Talking Up, Double Fine, etc. And I'm sitting here thinking, but why? Like, controversial take, but like, okay, Psychonauts was all right. I know some people hate on me for that, but
I mean, I get
suck
it.
A dick,
I
bro. Like it's understand. It sucks.
Like it has had its time, and I mean, if they can't follow it up and come out with with a strong with strong games afterwards, then better studios have been closed for less.
Yeah, they're at like a 90% lose rate is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then like Compulsion Games, We Happy Few, South of Midnight is a couple of the games that.
Remember, we wanted to like We Happy Few really bad, and it just sucked.
Right.
And South of Midnight was super mid, right?
Contrast, which was, not a game that I played.
Yeah, we're talking about all sub-average games. I'd have cut them, too.
So it's just a thing. Like, in this situation, though, it's part of, them downsizing or or getting rid of different studios. And these aren't just the, these three aren't the only ones. There have been others that just kind of, end up falling to the wayside. These three, though, are in negotiations to try to avoid being closed. So there's some hope for them. And of the three, I hope Ninja Theory continues because Ninja Theory has... they have a different vision for games that I kind of can get behind. While the Hellblade games they're cool, but they also have they're kind of niche as well. They're not like the best fighting game or the best puzzle game or anything like that, but they tell a good story and they tell it in a way that's unique. I think. And they just put some visual balls behind their stuff, too, because it looks fantastic when you're playing. They just need to continue doing, if they continue doing that and just rounded out the gameplay a little bit more, they'd be onto something. But know, I guess the there's the new Xbox head that's shaking shit up right now. You know, there's the change in Game Pass pricing that's shaking shit up right now. There's the acquisition of Activision Blizzard, which when that happened, we all said, hey, they're digging too far deep into the pocketbook for Activision Blizzard. There's going to be axings happen. You know, smaller studios are going to get, you know,
well, there's shit. There's some talk about them cutting the Xbox division entirely, let them do their own thing. I think that since Xbox has been under the control of Microsoft, it has went downhill. They overinflated the amount of studios that they had. Not all of them were good, right? And they didn't focus on their like big flagship things. They grabbed Bethesda, and Bethesda hasn't put out anything, right?
Well,
Elder Scrolls Skyrim was 15 years ago. More. Yeah, 15.
Yeah, there's some issues there. But
Fallout 4 was 10.
So Bethesda had Starfield, right? So
it kind of
They did do that and it kind of fell flat, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If Elder Scrolls, the next Elder Scrolls game that comes out sometime before I die, if that fails, I don't see Bethesda surviving.
Yeah, I think they need to give some of that stuff over to other studios. I think Fallout and In Exile should partner up and finish, or Fallout, In Exile and Obsidian should partner up, add Josh Sawyer to the writing team, and let them just go and get the next Fallout out. Right, we need a quirky, weird Fallout, and I think it needs a mix of Brian Fargo and Josh Sawyer to get that game in a good place. I don't trust Bethesda at this point. And then Skyrim, you know, the next Skyrim, the next Elder Scrolls game has been actively announced 8 years ago. We're talking about 2018 is when we had a trailer. At this point, you think about it, if they've been in development for 8 years, that's 8 years of salary that they've had to pay on a game that has made no money. You're going to have to charge $200 to break a profit with that at this point.
All I've got to say is, you know, there's games that have raked in $1 billion. The game market is stupid. I don't know why.
$1 billion is a lot of money, but there's a lot of overhead with that kind of stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Eight years of overhead is a lot.
I get it. No, there's going to be.
Now, if they shadow dropped a game this year, I would be pleasantly surprised. But I just don't see that happening, man. I'm in my 40s. Freaking Skyrim released in my 20s.
I remember that. Yeah, that sucks. Stop. You're making me feel old.
I'm just saying, there are people that. Whole generations of people that have grown up with that and are now reasonably old.
There was kids that were born from Skyrim and they're in their they're in junior high right now.
Correct.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And I when you talk about the rise and death of things in the gaming industry right now, Xbox just needs to get their shit together. We thought that this new gal was, I can't remember what her name is, but
Asha Sharma.
Yeah, we thought that she would get everything back on track. Maybe she still is, right? Maybe we're vilifying the wrong thing. I don't disagree with cutting the studios they're cutting right now, except for Ninja Theory. But if you think about it, the cinema games are maybe not making a lot of money. They are a very unique experience for a very unique set of people. They need a game that sells some gangbusters, and then that's their art project. They're funded by the other big game as they go along, you know?
I don't think that that's...
Those are four-hour games that require millions of dollars to produce.
Yeah. Well...
It's two runs and freaking Slay the Spire for me.
Right. And they're trying to charge, full price on these.
Mm-hmm.
See... Asha, I think, is trying to straddle the fence in this way. She's trying to right a ship that, you know, that was burning and on its way down.
What's 343 done for Halo except burn it to the fucking ground? 15 years of failure on Halo.
Yeah, but, yeah.
What we're doing is we're limping along by creating all these remakes that, hey, granted, I like these games. I might play them again. Where's our new IPs? Right? Come on, Xbox. You've had, and the 360, we got to remember, the 360 era was a long time ago. 360 era was 15, 20 years ago.
That's
Jason's on mute or something.
Yeah, he's
oh, I was muted. That is extremely true.
We're all riding high on nostalgia, thinking about all the things that Xbox used to be. All those things are true. Xbox used to be badass. Right now, they are not badass. There is no reason for me to get a console.
There's the reason I picked up a PlayStation 5, and you can go back and listen to it. I was like, look, when this console generation happened, I looked at it and like, there's no reason for me to pick up an Xbox because I can play all those games on my PC. There isn't anything that is unique to the Xbox that I want. So if I'm going to hook up anything to a TV, it's going to be something that is completely different.
Well, and when we started hooking your PC up to a TV was not something normally done because TV resolution sucked. But we're talking, again, 15 years ago, we were just getting out of 720p era and just getting into 1080p gaming. And a 1080p TV was kind of expensive 15, 20 years ago.
The 360 era was probably like the golden age for party gaming on, you know, on a console.
Yeah, it's all of us millennials.
Yep. Yeah, because you end up, you know, you ended up having more social experiences with, you know, with games and, you know, gaming with friends, you know, on the Xbox 360 era.
That's the difference. We're all encouraged to game with strangers instead of friends. And I think that's where I'm missing it, is I miss gaming with friends, right? And none of these experiences are tailored well for that, which is why me and my girlfriend are doing a lot of co-op gaming. We're having experiences together versus, at, you know, because I don't want to match up with some rando and play a game. I want to shoot the shit while I game, right? And then single-player experiences, I want quality single-player experiences. There are also way too many roguelites out right now. I feel like I'm not finishing a damn game. In the indie space. But, yeah, the single-player games, there's not a lot of Xbox exclusivity. Not a whole lot of reason to go to Xbox for that experience right now when you can get it all on PC. But that might be changing because PC prices, because of memory and RAM, are way off their rockers right now. Like, it's so exponentially ridiculous to buy any kind of PC components right now. It's like 4 and 5 times what it was like 3 years ago.
I will give you a thing. Like just recently, like within the last couple days, I put in an order for a brand new computer for the place that I work at. This brand new computer has a 5090 in it. It has 64 gigs of RAM. It has a 9950X, AMD processor in it. And the rest of it is basically bog standard computer shit, right?
Right.
Your SSD, you know, 1 terabyte SSD, whatever.
Was this like $7,000?
Higher.
$9,750. I can't afford that shit anymore.
That is like what I would have went out to purchase if I was to build a PC for gaming right now. I would want the latest, greatest bullshit, right?
You'd spend over
$10,000.
That's
what I would be paying for it.
That's too much. That is insane. That's too much. Nobody could. No, normal people can't afford that.
One component in there is worth $4,000. Over $4,000.
Yeah, 5090.
Yeah.
And your memory, was probably $2,000 of that, right?
64 gigs, it was not $2,000, but it was still like in the
1500. 500? You got 64 gigs of RAM for $500?
I think it was fucking.
That's gone down.
I might be, you know, that was 64 gigs of DDR5. Give me a second.
I was going to say
$650
That's not that much different than it was. It's about double, but it's not that.
No, I was getting 128 gig kits for half that price. Yeah, it's there. There's some the 128 kits, like the 264 gig sticks. Those are $1,500. But yeah, I mean it's that is. Nobody needs 128 gigs. Luckily, at the moment, unless you're doing rendering and shit, you don't need that much for gaming. But, again, a lot of the stuff is just priced way out of proportion. That's why DDR4 is coming back. That's why the chip manufacturers, Intel and AMD, are resurrecting old architectures to allow for, DDR4 memory to be used. We're at a weird spot in hardware consumption where we're actually going backwards just to get hardware out to people, out to consumers so that they can compute, game, run office products. Just normal stuff. It's sad. It's very sad. So I sincerely hope it changes. I don't see it changing very soon, though. The only way it's going to change is, I don't know, some crazy shit happens. Quantum becomes a thing. AI goes quantum, and then because quantum is not feasible for the home, then it releases all of the stock for home use. So everybody will be running a traditional computer, and everybody else, all the data centers will be running quantum or some bullshit. I don't know. I'm speaking out my ass there, but it's still a thing.
No, you're not wrong.
I mean, something's got to break, and it's not, and unfortunately, the people who are going to take the brunt of it are, is the smallest market share that, these companies will actually be able to touch, and that is the consumer market. They make so much money off of data centers right now that, it's like less than a percent, of their total revenue comes from the the average consumer. So
yeah, true.
We're just gonna get forgotten until such a time that there's a surplus, and then maybe we'll get thrown a bone. Until then, I just hope your computer stays functional, because as a guy in IT, you do not want to have to replace anything right now.
Yeah, no, you don't want to replace anything at all.
No, you want to be.
It's like my wife ran across a fairly good, like, middle high-end motherboard at one of her stores the other day. It was like $50 for the motherboard. It was like saving $120 on it. But it was a DDR5 board. And I was like, there's no way. If it were a DDR4 board, and I could maybe later on this next year buy like a 12th gen Intel CPU, because it was an Intel motherboard, that would have been one thing. But if I got to buy both the CPU and the RAM, there's no way. The RAM will cost more than the CPU.
It's crazy. I really don't. I hate the, where we're at right now as far as hardware is concerned. But which is why, I understand people wanting to, if you're going to game, you're going to game on console. Or if you're going to game, you're going to try to get something that is like a free, but
We may be in a position, though, that, like, if stuff advances too far and this stuff never comes down and the three of us don't just independently start raking in $5,000 or $6,000 a month, right, that we end up just going back to console, which sucks for anything AAA.
And that would suck. There's always the possibility that I just retire from games too. I mean, I might become a full-time gardener for, I don't know. That I think is the saddest part. Like, people like us, we have played games our entire lives.
Yeah.
It's part of who we are. It's the stuff that we identify with. You know, we care about it enough to actually, you know, sit around a microphone and talk about this shit for multiple years, right? And we get kind of heated in some cases, you know, depending on, you know, what is going on in the market. But we're looking at not only, like, changes in how shit's made because of AI, but the ability to actually play anything because of AI. And
yeah, true.
If we can't get our hands on the hardware to be able to play games, I mean, we're effectively being priced out, and we're not like the, I mean, we're not rich by any means.
No, but we're not college students.
Right. I don't want to have to actually, like, take out a loan to...
Yeah, normal people don't have $5,000-$10,000 laying around. Like, it was getting really expensive at spending...
Yeah, no.
$2,500 for a build was pretty unreasonable, right?
Right.
But, but $7,000 to $10,000? Man, fucking suck my dick. Jesus.
I remember the first, you know, video card that I spent more than, you know, more than $400 on. And I thought, holy crap, this is stupid. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. I spent way too much on this. And it's just gone up from there.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, $2,000, when I spent $2,000 on a 4090, granted, that's now it's like worth, I could sell my old used 4090 for more than I paid for it, which is crazy. But selling it for that, or buying it for that much, was like the hardest thing. I did it because I'd just gotten out of that really bad relationship, and I finally had money left over, and I'd just gotten out of debt, and it was like my fuck you to that bad relationship was getting that card. I can finally game. And then after that, I did minimal upgrades, right? Upgraded CPU and RAM. Thank God I upgraded RAM, like, what, about a year ago?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
You got in
a few months later, everything, you know, upgraded a DDR5 kit, and then everything just started going exponentially up months after I upgraded. Holy shit, man, this is getting insane. So now I'm just locked in with what I got, right? There ain't no changing right now. Might change some fans in a case, but I'm not doing anything else.
True.
Yeah, that's...
But you know what? As we go, I think we'll keep you guys up to date on what's going on. Again, we're not independently wealthy. We're not one of these sites that gets this stuff for free. We'll talk about it as we go on how our strategy changes, because, again, we're three slightly above average income-making dudes that also feel your pain when it comes to this stuff. So hang here to keep it real.
Definitely.
Yep. Keep watching the whole Xbox thing closely, because that could affect a lot of games slated for the next couple years.
Well, in the meantime, Jason, where can you find us?
Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter.com/tiltcast. Our YouTube channels, youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z, and search for us on iTunes and Spotify. Subscribe.
Find some actual friends of the show. You've got Picking Up the Pixels or the Pupcast and TVGP.TV. They're still going strong. With that, it's the end of the damn show.
All right, guys.
All right. Peace.